The reason for this hearing is not to promote any legislation. Indeed, I don't know of any suggestion that any legislation be passed, but to simply provide a forum for airing the issue itself, for ventilating the issue, for bringing it out in the public domain. Senator Hollings?
I've had the opportunity to attend a showing, you might say, a presentation of this pawn rock, as they call it, in the test of pornography. One of the things to look at is that it does not have any redeeming social value. They could be an exception here because, having attended that presentation, the redeeming social value, I find that it's inaudible. I have a hard time understanding it. And Paul, since I traveled the country for 3 years and they said they couldn't understand me, maybe I could make a good rock star. I don't know. But in all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. So I'll be looking from this senator's standpoint, not just to bring pressures, but to try to see if there is some constitutional provisions, a tax, or approach that can be used on the Congress to limit this outrageous filth.
Hold tight, Daddy, don't you blow your toes. Everything's under control. Hold tight, Daddy, don't you blow your toes. Cause you think you're getting too old. Don't try to do no thinking. Just go on with your drinking. Just have your fun, you old son of a gun.
Why would you be interested?
Just as a point of interest in this.
Well, come on over to the house. I'll show them to you.
Really? I might do that.
Now, the effects of such lyrics like sandpaper's child may not be cataclysmic. The emotional damage is more subtle.
Fire and change and their objectionable tools of gratification in some twisted mind.
Now, the effects of such lyrics on a well-adjusted child may not be cataclysmic. Rather, the emotional damage is more subtle.
If I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Their objectionable
you understand that the previous witnesses were not asking for legislation, and I don't know, I can't speak for Senator Hollings, but I think that the prevailing view here is that nobody's asking for legislation. The question is just focusing on what a lot of people perceive to be a problem, and you've indicated that you at least understand that there is another point of view. Senator Gore?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I found your statement very interesting. And let me say, although I disagree with some of the statements that you make and have made on other occasions, I have been a fan of your music, believe it or not. And I respect you as a true original and a tremendously talented musician.
Wait a minute.
I was surprised Senator Gore knew and liked your music. I must
confess that I've never heard any of your music to my knowledge.
I would be more than happy to recite my lyrics to you.
It can't happen here. It can't happen here. I'm telling you, my dear, that it can't happen here. Because I've been checking it out, baby. I checked it out a couple of times. And I'm telling you, it can't happen here. Oh, darling, it's important that you believe me, bop, 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 that it can't happen here. Who could imagine that they would freak out somewhere in Kansas?
Kansas.
Could imagine that they would freak out in Minnesota. That they would freak out in Washington, D.C.
Can we forego that?
You probably never heard of the Mothers of Invention.
I have heard of Glenn Miller and Mitch Miller. Did you ever perform with them?
They don't even understand their own music. Of course, nobody does, but...
They don't even know what they're doing.
No.
I've seen them a couple times.
Did you see their uniforms?
Unbelievable.
Which ones? The red ones?
All those rhinestones over their wings and things like that.
Do you know what
the Golden May hoof covers? Unbelievable.
Gonna drive my love inside you. Gonna drive my love inside you. Gonna drive my love inside you. Gonna drive my love inside you.
It's outrageous still. It's outrageous, Phil.
Come with Daddy.
Come with Daddy, Phil.
Come with Daddy.
It's outrageous, Phil.
Come with Daddy.
It's outrageous, Phil.
Make a good rock star.
Maybe I can.
No.
Come with Daddy. Come with Daddy.
Maybe I can make a good rock star. I don't know.
Come with Daddy.
Come with Daddy.
Maybe I can make a good rock star. I don't know.
Come with Daddy.
Maybe I can make a good rock star. I don't know.
Come with Daddy.
Maybe I can make a good rock star. I don't know.
Come with Daddy.
Sorry, your time has expired.
Is a good one to print those words. That would go a long way to satisfying everyone's objections. I
all we have to do is find out how it's going to be paid for.
Hiram Adams, no question. Burn the building. Burn.
Yeah.
If I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
This issue is too hot not to cool down.
Well, I'll be looking. This senator's standpoint, not just to bring pressure, but to try to see if there is some constitutional provision to tackle or approach that can be used under Congress to limit this outrageous bill.
Yeah!
We'll get back to the WIMP and his low-budget conception of personal freedom in just a moment. But first, welcome to What the Fuck Gwine On Here? A celebration of the American way of life.
I noticed on the media yesterday morning something about a tax bill. I've looked into that. That does not pertain to this particular hearing. But we do know that the matter of the broadcast airwaves gives more or less the most limited of protected speech because the airwaves do belong to the American public. They invade the privacy of the homes, and we do know under the law of pornography that children are given a special protection. I want everyone to know I'm keeping that foremost in mind and asking the best of constitutional minds if there's some way in the world to try to limit it as we go along with the voluntary labeling. I commend those who are now beginning to label. That's what we would like to have, truth in labeling. I don't think we can outlaw pornography. Don't have that in mind at all. But to take 6 to 7 hours, that's the average listening time, Senator, as I understand, by the youngsters of this particular rock pawn and rock music and everything else of that kind, or let's say rock music and intersperse it with the pornography, is a matter of national concern. And is something that we've got to give some kind of attention to within the constrictions of free speech. So I'll be looking from this senator's standpoint, not just to bring pressures, but to try to see if there is some constitutional provisions, a tax, or approach that can be used under the Congress to limit this outrageous filth.
All your children are poor, unfortunate victims of systems beyond their control. A plague upon your ignorance, to the great despair of your ugly life.
Where did Annie go when she went to town? Who are all those creeps that she brings around?
Senator Tribble.
I believe this may well be the most important hearing conducted by the Commerce Committee this year. I look forward to working with you and my colleagues on this committee, the Parents Music Resource Center, the recording and broadcast industries, and responsible citizens everywhere to combat, to respond to this very real problem.
All your children are poor, unfortunate victims of lies you believe. A plague upon your ignorance that keeps the young from the truth they deserve.
Senator Gore.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and I would like to thank you and commend you for calling this hearing. Because my wife has been heavily involved in the evolution of this issue, I have gained quite a bit of familiarity with it, and I've really gained an education in what is involved. I was interested when the hearing was first announced to have the opportunity to ask the heads of the record companies whether or not they felt some responsibility. I am told by staff that every single one of the chief executive officers invited to participate chose to decline that invitation. I fully understand that, but I wanted to note that fact for the record. And I think that they should take a look at what their companies are doing and just ask themselves as human beings whether or not this is the way they want to spend their lives, if this is the way they want to earn a living, if this is the kind of contribution they want to make to the society in which we live. No one's proposing or contemplating the government answering that question for them.
Well, I think these hearings should not have been held if we're not considering legislation or regulations at this time. I emphasized earlier that they might follow. I simply want to say to you that I suspect that unless the industry, quote, cleans up their act, and I use that end quote word again, there's likely to be legislation. And it seems to me that it would not be too far removed from reality or too offensive to anyone if you could follow the general guidelines, right, wrong, or indifferent, that are now in place with regard to the movie industry.
Be perfectly candid with you. I would look for regulations, some kind of legislation, if it could be constitutionally accomplished, unless, of course, we have these initiatives from the industry itself.
the plastic's all melted and the chrome is too soft. Who are the brain police?
Senator Hawkins, delighted to have you here.
I commend you, Mr. Chairman, and the committee for holding this all-important hearing. As chairman of the Children, Family, Drug, and Alcoholism Subcommittee, this is a subject that I am very familiar with. Much has changed since Elvis' seemingly innocent times. Subtleties, suggestions, and innuendo have given way to overt expressions and descriptions of often violent sexual acts, drug taking, and flirtations with the occult. The record album covers to me are self-explanatory. And I'd like to show just a sampling.
When do you win?
Porn rock. It's my life. And I love sex. With obviously a lot of fire and chains and other objectionable tools of gratification in some twisted minds. There is no question about the message, and I still hear art is art, and in America, artists are supposed to be free to express themselves. And who has the responsibility to answer that question? Parents? The music industry? The government? I speak as a legislator, I speak as a parent, a veteran who has brought up three children through adolescence. I know the temptations dangled in front of teenagers, and I know the frustrations parents experience all through this process. The sense of hopelessness when you get the feeling your child won't listen to you. There is in these times often a need to look to a force outside yourself for help. The question we must ask is, should the force be the government? And that's what this hearing is designed to determine. I believe it will be helpful before we proceed any further to get an idea of what it is we're talking about. One criticism of the rock industry is the way it portrays values in rock videos, which are viewed by the kids, while we're all busy here being legislators. There are suggestions that the move to label rock albums be extended to videos as well. I don't watch much television. I'm not sure how many of my colleagues get much opportunity to watch any of the music video shows now available on cable and free TV. I brought along two videos from which to choose, which I believe are representative of the kind of presentation which have caused the furor.
What's the thing that is talking about everywhere? When they want to be suave and debonair. What's popping up the most from coast to coast? At your bongo party and your weenie rose. Do you do or don't you don't? You're lying if you say you won't. Some girls try it and go on a diet, then they worry cause they's too fat. Who wants to ride on an ironing board? That ain't no fun. I tried me one. Grow that meat all over your bones. Work the wall with the local drones. While you do it, remember this line. The sniffer says it all the time. The bigger the cushion, the better the pushing. The bigger the cushion, the better the pushing. The bigger the cushion, the better the pushing. The bigger the cushion. Makes no difference if you're young or old. Act like it's made of gold.
guys. Maybe you could use a protein surprise. Anytime, anywhere. Why do you think it's growing there? Some girls try it and they don't like it. They complain cause it don't last. Who wants to ride on a debutante? They talks too much, they moves too fast. Watch the scenery while you ride. You can be very warm inside. And when the train goes round a bend, check the shrubbery on the other end. The bigger the cushion, the better the pushing. The bigger the cushion, the better the pushing. The bigger the cushion, the better the pushing. The bigger the cushion.
That video is called...
No, wait a second, Senator Hawkins, just a minute. No, this is a very large crowd today. We have allowed people in beyond the capacity of this room. We're not going to have any demonstrations, no applause, no demonstrations of any kind.
I see some of y'all be frowning, because maybe you think what I was telling you is a lie. Am I right? Let's just have a test. How many of you nice folks think I knows what I was talking about? Raise your hand up. Uh-huh. And how many think my potato been baking too long? Raise your miserable hand up. Uh-huh. Now, how many of you folks is convinced the government be totally unconcerned with the proliferation of undesirable tenants in the condominium or life? And how many folks believe they number won't come up next time the breeze blow from the easterly direction? Let's face it, peoples, ugly as I might be, I am your future. Ain't that right, Sister Abdullah? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Senator Gordon.
Mr. Zappa, I am astounded at the courtesy and soft-voiced nature of the comments of my friend, the senator from Tennessee. I can only say that I found your statement to be boorish, incredibly and insensitively insulting to the people who were here previously. But you could manage to give the First Amendment, the Constitution of the United States, a bad name if I felt that you had the slightest understanding of it, which I do not. I don't have the slightest understanding of the difference between government action and private action. And you have certainly destroyed any case you might otherwise have had with this senator.
We see in the back of the city hall by the dream of a girl about 30. Her clothes and into a bed where she tickles his fancy all night long.
Mr. Zappa, thank you very much for your testimony.
Thank you.
Next witness is John Denver.
We haven't gotten much from this one. You've got a bail by the tail there, huh? See?
I'm out at last. Boy, the world sure looks different. Wow, there's hardly anything fun to do since they made music illegal. But I'm hooked. I got to have it. I've got to have it. I need to play. but there's no musicians anymore. They're all gone. Wait, I've got it. I'll be sullen and withdrawn. I'll dwindle off into the twilight realm of my own secret thoughts. I'll walk through the parking lot in a semi-catatonic state and dream of guitar notes to go with the loading zone announcement.